Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
Welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. Today we are having our chef bites, and it is on time-saving tips in the kitchen, and it's meant to do exactly that, help you save time for your dinner or your prep or whatever you're looking for.
Your time in the kitchen. So in order to get into our tips, one of our first areas that we're going to talk about is what are some of the biggest mistakes that are usually made in the kitchen within your time?
I would say probably one of the biggest things is not having a plan in place for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because if you don't have any idea of what you're going to do, then you have to start from complete zero. And then it's going to take basically double your time, because then you're in that zone of, oh, I don't know what to make. I don't have this plan. And then, oh, I only have these ingredients. And mm-hmm. then it's, I have to go to the store. And then it turns into that, I might as well just order out.
Oh, yeah. And I know I've been there before, because that's, I can say that's happened to me far too many times, mm-hmm. where it's just, okay, you know what? I have no idea what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to go ahead and order mm-hmm. in, and that's just going to be the easiest thing.
Mm-hmm. Another one of those like bigger mistakes, I would say, is not setting yourself up.
Yeah.
Because if you sort of halfway plan what you're going to do, but then you don't get all of your ingredients, or you don't get your pans, or just everything that you need, then it's like you just feel super frazzled and rushed, and
it just feels like disconnected.
Mm-hmm, well, and it's not a smooth recipe time where it could just be like, okay, this step to the next, to the next, to the next. It's like, oh, wait, I have to stop and get this thing, and then get this one, and stuff. And I feel like because of some of those big mistakes that are made with not planning ahead, or not, you know, getting your stuff together and setting yourself up, it kind of hinders the actual starting in the kitchen, because it's like, oh, well, it's just going to take forever.
Exactly. Because then you feel like, oh, man, the whole process of cooking and really getting mm-hmm. comfortable in your kitchen is, oh, I've got to search for this. And then, you know, because I didn't have all this stuff already, I'm having to, you know, spend all these extra minutes to find what you really do need. Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely say that's a really big pain point in the kitchen for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so from there, going into obviously our tips for helping you save time in the kitchen. Usually I give 3 tips, but today we have 4.
Yes. Nice little bonus treat.
Yep. So number 1 is mise en place, which is a term that is used in the culinary world
mm-hmm.
a lot. But mise en place means what?
Everything in its place.
So by that, it's saying that when you're doing a recipe and it has your ingredients and it has your equipment and then your steps of what you need to do, that you get everything that you need for that recipe ready and on hand and waiting right next to you, so that it is all in its place and ready to go, so that you're not having to rush around your kitchen to find a whisk or a spatula, or, you know, a spoon to stir with, or anything right. like that, because you already have it right next to you. And not only that, but because you're taking the steps right at the beginning to do that, you are not having to, you know, change your temperature of your meal, where you're like, oh, I have to lower the heat, so I have to go get this other thing, or I forgot this. But it also helps make sure that you're not, you know, skipping around in your recipe and missing things.
Right. So it also ensures a smoother cooking experience. Because, like you just said, instead of having to mess around with your cooking heat, you can just let it sit on whatever the heat needs to be. Let's say it's a medium-high heat. You can actually let it sit there for that, for the duration that it needs to be, instead of, oh, wait, now I got to put it on low because I got to go search for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a lot of sense. That's definitely a big one.
Yeah, so that is number one, mise en place. Everything in its place.
Mm-hmm.
And that also kind of includes with, you know, doing your prep ahead. So if you're just starting out in... you're like, okay, there's all these prep steps, like chopping the onion and garlic, all these things. Do all of those steps first, because if you have everything prepped and ready, then it's just a smooth go-through for the recipe versus, okay, I chopped the onion and I put it in the pan, but oh no, I forgot the carrot. If you mise en place, then everything is already ready for you.
Right, and that's actually a really good tip. Because that, I felt like that was like a little bonus tip for your prep.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been times where I see people struggling to ensure that everything is cooking properly, or at least cooking for the time it needs to cook, because they didn't think ahead and they didn't have the prep already done to just throw it in the pan when it needed to be done.
Right. So, tip number two is... read your recipes before you are cooking them. Now, this is a great thing to do because how do we relate this? Similar to...
the only term that I could think of, and it's something that an old chef used to say for us, is know before you go. Because
it's definitely true, because if you're just diving into a recipe that you haven't read, you're jumping in cold. It's like
getting the car warmed up on a cold day, just so that way it's ready to go. So you read your recipe, it's like that time to let the engine warm up and the time to let the AC warm up. So it's ready to go when you jump in, so you can get to your destination.
Yeah. Or I would say it's like taking a test that you didn't study for.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
But it's not only that you didn't study for it, you like did none of the lessons for. Whereas like, so reading your recipe, just reading it through once or twice before you do it, one, you're like figuring out, okay, these are the ingredients I need. So you're putting them on your shopping list, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, so read the instructions so that I can get a feel for this, so I know how long is it going to take? What is it going to take for me to do this? Do I have all the things for it? But also, it gives you a feel for what you're going to be doing so that you're not forgetting steps.
Exactly.
So reading your recipes it's a very important step, as well as... for some people, writing a recipe. So even if they, most of the time, even if I look at a recipe online or if I print a recipe or anything, I'll also rewrite it, because then it's just another step for me to have it in my brain.
Right, because there's been studies that show that when you read something, you can remember it, but when you write it, it's more of a guarantee that you will remember it, because you're taking the extra step to put forth that effort to put it into your brain by taking the step to write it out.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to write all these recipes, right? But reading them through a few times is definitely a great tip that will help you save time so that you're not scrambling and trying to rush through the recipe later, because then you already have a really good basic knowledge of it.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of rushing,
yeah.
The tip for number three is don't try to rush things. So your recipe is going to tell you how long it takes most of the time. I would say probably what
90% of
90%
the
of the
time,
time
yeah.
it tells you how long it's going to take. That is how long your recipe is going to take. So if you want a 30-minute recipe, don't pick one that says an hour long or 45 minutes and try to rush it, because there's certain ingredients and certain flavors and time and things that have to take that time frame. So a lot of the times, if we also try to rush things, we mess them up.
Yeah, and you
It's a lot
could,
easier to mess up and then have to completely redo it.
because you could end up with undercooked product. And when it comes to, let's say, chicken or turkey, that's definitely something you don't want. Now, beef, you can get away with it. There are different cook temps.
Well, if you like rare,
Yes, if you
but
like your steaks rare, then that's great. But obviously, not everybody is
not
that
everyone's, yeah.
person.
But I will say that also it comes to that, okay, I really want to quicken this sear on this chicken or something. You could end up burning it. And
Oh, yeah.
then you have a really bad quality product that
Yep.
you, for most cases, should throw out.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's just like, take your time on the recipe and do the things and don't rush it.
Yeah.
Because if you rush it, you're going to probably miss something or mess up in some way.
All right, so a good little bit on that is take it step by step.
Now, our last tip
Woo-hoo.
for time-saving tips: clean as you go.
This is a big one that they push for when you're actually working in the culinary industry, is to clean as you go. In fact, there's a great scene in Ratatouille that Linguini is cooking, and his station is an absolute mess. But Colette comes over and basically cleans the whole station and is telling him, you need to keep a clean station. The cleaner your station, the more efficient you will be. And that is 100% truth.
So not only do you want to keep your area clean as you're going, but you also want to start off with a kitchen that is clean to start working in, right?
Exactly.
Because a messy kitchen is gonna plan for a messy meal of hecticness.
Yeah.
But one of the easiest things that you can do is if you're having a meal that needs more than one pan, as you finish your pans, get them to the sink. And whether it's you just cleaning them or rinsing them out really quick so that they just go right into the dishwasher or get hand washed quickly, or if you have someone that's helping you out cooking and they're doing the cleaning part while you're also just hanging out in the kitchen together.
Yeah.
But if you as well, like, even if, because we like to do a lot of like
One
maybe
pot meals, yeah.
one or two pot meals, one pot, maybe a sheet pan or something like that. Right when you go to serve it, just get everything at least over to the sink, rinsed off, and just ready to clean up, and then wipe down your area. Because a lot of the times, once we've had our dinners or our meals, we're like, oh, I don't want to do the cleaning now.
Right.
So having done just a little bit while you're going makes it all easier because you're already like already cleaned or at least halfway there.
Exactly. And this is something for, let's say, people who have kids that are, going early teens, and you want them to be involved in the process. You can have them actually clean the dishes or help clean up the kitchen with you.
Or they could be there to be, stir this while I'm rinsing this out, and
Exactly.
then you get your friends and families involved and get them in the kitchen helping you, 'cause that'll also speed things up as well. But cleaning up as you go will definitely help with saving time because then you have less cleanup at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So we have come to the end. We hope you enjoyed these time-saving tips And we hope that they help you save time in the kitchen. And until next time.
Keep it 100% fresh.
Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.